This point you brought up about waiting a month to go in a clinical trial, I'm not sure I've, kind of thought about that or heard about that before. That's a really interesting concept. Do you feel that in a way it's providing a disadvantage to the patient? Or it's actually a disadvantage to go in the trial then? And are there people that you don't put in trials because you don't want to wait?
Yeah, it's exactly that. I don't think it's a disadvantage for the people who actually make it to the trial because they biologically have disease that can wait, which happens. But there's actual data for this from the Mayo Clinic, and Matt Maurer has published this, that, at least looking back, the survival of patients who needed to start therapy within 14 days versus more than 14 days was worse. So these had higher risk disease. So if you have bad disease and you need to start right away, you can't wait. That's really the sickest population. Whereas if you can wait more than 14 days, the outcomes are ironically better, with the theory being that their disease had perhaps a slightly slower pace and they just weren't quite as high risk, even if they have the same IPI or the same pathology result.